Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Wendy.
And welcome to the Toasted Marshmallow Adventures podcast.
Today's podcast is a what, Chris Adams?
It's a ramblings episode.
Yes, it is.
Yes, so just Wendy and me.
Yep, in the studio. Peyton is back at her mom's.
Yeah, not here, just us.
Just the two of us. Well, and Duchess.
I sent her that video.
Of Duchess
in the monster dog pool.
Nice.
Yeah,
our dog is famous
in,
yet again.
Yeah, in McCall, she is. Yeah,
yeah.
Especially with the McPaws crowd.
It's so awesome to see. So we didn't go Friday night like we were talking. I needed like a down night,
a brisake.
Yeah,
so
it's
to speak.
Been a week, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it had been.
Yeah.
Lots of things to think about and gone wrong.
Yes.
That was bullshit.
Yes, it was.
Calling bullshit on the whole week?
Oh,
not all of it.
Not the whole thing, but lots of parts of it.
Lots of parts of it.
Were hard.
Bullshit detected.
That's what I was detecting. Yeah.
Sheesh.
So anyway, I needed Friday just as a down evening. So we headed to McCall Saturday. 8 a.m.? Well, we were shooting for 8.
We left pretty close to 8.
Like 8:38.
Oh, was it 8:38?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
close
good
to
for
9,
us.
Yeah.
It's still good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
It wasn't a set time.
No.
It was a preferred time.
Yeah. When did we arrive? Like 11:47?
So, I don't know exactly, but, you know. It's 11:48.
I think it was 11:47.
Was it?
And the roads were good until we got right past Farm to Market, the first Farm to Market little offshoot.
Yeah, we were going to take Farm to Market the rest of the way to your parents, but...
No, we were going to take Elo.
Well, yeah. Well, we decided...
the one we were going to take the main road, right?
Yeah, 55, yeah. And we decided not to take Farm to Market because we figured it wouldn't be cleared.
Yeah.
Cloud and such.
And the likes. Yeah. So that was, yeah. So anyway, we drove past it and then all of a sudden traffic came to a complete stop.
Yeah. We're prior, like, to Donnelly.
Oh, shit. This might be backed up all the way from McCall.
Yeah.
Because of the Winter Carnival.
Yep.
So, and I don't know when it started. I kind of think it may have started Friday. Or Saturday. I don't know.
I think there's stuff going on like all week.
Oh, okay.
There's events.
It's a 2-week thing.
Yeah, there's events like every day.
Yeah. So we did a U-turn. Yeah. Nice driving, Chris Adams.
Yeah. U-turn. Mm-hmm. Went back to Farm to Market, which is less than a mile back the other way.
And then, I mean, it was slow because it wasn't plowed or anything, but
better
we were
than
moving.
Sitting there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So got to Mom and John's. What did we do? Oh, yeah. I'm used to arriving there at night. So it was kind of different. Like we put our stuff away and then we're like, all right.
Yeah. We just chilled for a little bit and talked. And
then they wanted to take us to their favorite new little, well, it's not new, but favorite to them, I guess. Little store thing.
Two sisters.
Was that Donnelly?
Lake Fork. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good food there.
Yeah.
Like a deli, but they have like those lasagna rolls.
That's
that you
had.
That's
what I had. I had two of
that,
those folks.
Like sandwich pocket. And it was like a Sloppy Joe one.
Inside the pocket
that John
of sandwich.
Had.
What?
Yeah. Well, the thing that me and your mom got was delicious also. That like Asian... dish.
Yeah, and you wouldn't think that mixture of like Italian, Asian cuisines
would come out good.
Like maybe one would be good.
Yeah.
Those places that you go that are like they specialize in Mexican, American.
Oh yeah, and there's like some Chinese food on
the
menu.
And you're like, I don't think so.
Little
also
Italian.
You can get a slice of pizza.
You know, none of it's gonna be very good at all.
Yeah. Never. Those are most of the places in White Cloud, Michigan.
They have like a little bit of every like
ethnicity
of stuff.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, and they're not good at any of them.
No.
Yep.
Sorry, White Cloud.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else did we do? After Sisters. Oh, yeah. John went.
He did some
He was making the track.
Yeah, they were setting up for the monster dog pool that happened today.
That's a big benefit. Well, not big, but I mean, it's a really fun fundraiser for McPaws.
It's a fundraiser.
Yeah. What do we have for that?
A little clown horn?
I think so.
What about?
I don't know if it's up to that.
Oh, it is.
So, yeah. Where were we?
John was setting up the track for Monster Dog Pool.
And you were mine. How do you say that?
Me's and mom's.
Moms and I's.
Moms and I's.
These are all wrong. My moms and I'ms.
I was your mom. I don't know. Your mom and you me's.
Your mom and you's.
Your mom and you's and me's.
That can't be right.
Anyways, what was I?
You were the chauffeur for Lucy Shot and Wendy Mosher.
Oh, yeah, because we went out to the store for Scotch Guard.
Oh, yeah, because you brought your puffy coat and it was like a wet snow coming down.
Yeah, it
we
wasn't.
We were going to be outside.
Yeah, I thought it was worried I was going to get soaked or coat get
so
saturated.
So we went to May Hardware, guys. I love that store.
Yeah, it's a cool little store. Did it used to be an Ace Hardware? Because I saw their bags said Ace Hardware still.
Maybe. I like May Hardware.
But yeah, they have a lot of stuff.
I do like a good Ace Hardware, though.
Yeah. Do they still have any of those
around? I think they do in Caldwell. Isn't there one?
There's one in Caldwell?
I think so. Or is that a True Value? Oh, heck.
Hey, Siri. Ace Hardware in Caldwell, Idaho.
One option is Tommy's Ace Hardware on East Owyhee Avenue in Homedale.
Mm. Oh, there is one.
Is that the one you're looking for?
No, we don't want the Homedale one.
Did it say Homedale?
Yeah.
Oh, well, anyways, there's still Ace Hardware, is what I'm saying. no, Siri, listening to all that.
Yeah, that's a cool store. So Chris actually went and sat in the car while Mom and I continued to look because he found the
Scotch Guard.
Yeah, fast.
So I could Scotch Guard my puffy coat.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't get soaked.
Right.
Worked good. It worked fine. Like my coat didn't get saturated
my
at all.
My soap didn't get saturated. Saturated.
Yes. Anyway, yeah, it didn't. Worked out well.
I love Scotch Guard.
It's
magic.
Like if you, like in the wintertime, you should just Scotch Guard everything.
Everything.
Yeah. Like make yourself waterproof.
We do our ski gear. It's always your go-to.
Balls?
Yeah.
No.
I think so.
No.
I think that's the third time you said it on the podcast.
Scotch guard your balls?
No, just the your balls.
Just
after,
balls.
Something.
Well, now we said balls a lot of times. Balls, balls, balls.
I think saying, like when you're, I don't know, kind of feisty, saying like, how do you use it? The left nut. How do I do that?
Oh, suck my left nut.
Yeah, suck my left nut. I think that's hilarious. Jeez. And I don't know why. I think it's super juvenile.
Yeah.
Also.
Totally. Yeah.
And not usually something a girl thinks is funny.
No.
But I do. So, what are you looking for?
Oh, I was just taking a look at my notes here.
No, we're finishing the weekend.
Yeah, let's do it. No, I can look, though.
Oh, yeah, you can. Sheesh. Okay, so after...
Wendy's directing these ramblings now,
that's
and
right.
She's like ruling with an iron fist.
We need a whip sound.
Yeah, we do. We need a whip sound effect when Wendy's running shit.
That's right. Yeah. Let's get down to business, folks.
Yes.
So then I don't even know what day we're on, but
this morning, gotta get up at, 8 o'clock, not super early.
No,
but
it felt early. We've been having trouble sleeping.
Yeah, that's a pretty good last night.
Well, I love Mom's bed. I think it's pretty old too, and it's hard, but it is good.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah, it works, and the room stays cool.
Yeah. Except you turned it to 75 at one point.
Oh, I thought you turned it down.
I did, but it got to 75.
I don't think it got
to 75. Well, their version of 75.
Yeah, which was probably like 70.
You think so? Yeah, because Mom was saying this morning she thinks that one's broken.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't 75 in there.
Okay. But. Yeah, so, and we left at, John headed out early, like 7:30 to go set up for Monster Dog Pull with McPaws. And we left at like a little bit before 10. We had to bring in the prize bags and Lily. We brought two cars. We brought two dogs.
Yeah.
Duchess. Yeah. And she, Duchess is pretty famous at McPaw's.
Yeah, she is. Any McPaw's event.
Like, she can't, she cannot, like, be out in public without a disguise.
No.
She can't walk more than a couple feet.
We should get her a disguise.
And we should, like, at the big nose, like, and glasses.
No, like a disguise that makes her look like a different breed of dog.
Oh my God, that'd be hilarious.
Like a lab disguise.
Why don't we get her like a poodle suit?
Yeah.
And she's like a curly poodle.
Fat
That'd
poodle.
Be so funny.
Yeah. Sausage poodle.
Oh, you brought up her weight.
Well, I didn't say her weight.
In a way, dude.
No. She's chunky. Let's just be real.
So we...
She's too cute not to give snacks.
Part of the cool thing about McPaw's and knowing Mom and John as well as we do is sometimes Duchess gets to be involved in things.
And, yeah.
And so John suggested last weekend when they were here that... Duchess do the little run. What do you? I keep
kind of like a walkthrough or demo.
Yeah,
yeah.
For the volunteers before the whole race start. Is it a race?
It's, well, they're all timed.
Yeah.
They don't race at the same time. It's all done by time.
And it's not competitive. Well, it is.
It's
sometimes
all for fun.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not like these are dogs off the street. These are
your homeless dogs.
No, they aren't. But these are like, they aren't trained. Some people actually do take it really seriously, but
yeah,
I think it's really for fun. It's a fun
just
event.
Have fun.
Yeah. So, where was I?
We're at Monster Dog Pool.
Yeah.
So the morning we brought all the stuff. We brought both dogs. Duchess is famous.
Oh, famous, that part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone.
So go
just
into that because you were walking
the,
her.
All the McPaw's people, you know, they know her because that's where we got her from, was from that shelter. And she was a hit when she was there. And she's still a hit now every
so
time we
cute.
Bring her
yeah.
to a McPaw's event up there. She just gets bombarded with love and she loves it. And
yeah, she does. She
they
just
all
puts
love
her little
seeing
ears back.
Her and,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We have one woman that
Vicky, yeah.
has volunteered several times and now it sounds like it's official.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Yeah. She used to foster Duchess when she was at McPaw's and said, anytime like we go out of town, bring her to her and she will watch her for free.
Yeah.
So today I'm talking to this lady and she goes, so you guys aren't going on any trips to Europe yet? And because she wants to watch her, she wants to
spend time with her,
steal her or something.
Yeah.
I said, no, but we have a trip to California in May. She's like, oh, really? How long are you going for? I told her about a week and she goes, I'll watch her for free. She's like, if you put her somewhere, you have to pay a ton of money and all this.
She's like
and,
trying to bribe
yeah.
you, dude.
So,
like, we need to have her sign something. That
like, this is our dog.
Yes.
You cannot have.
No.
Well, they were a little regretful that they didn't adopt her. And we did. It's kind of, you know, because they were fostering her. I guess they were kind of considering adopting
and
her.
We just went in and did it.
And we were like.
Yeah, because she was the one that took her for the overnight.
Mm-hmm.
The week before we adopted her.
Yeah, when we were there visiting her. Yeah.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
I hope this goes well for us and we come out with a dog in the end.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure we will. I mean, she brought her back to McPaw's.
That's true. That's true. Oh, and tell the other story about what Amber said.
Oh, yeah. Amber, who is the executive director of McPaw's. So the day before, they had their Mardi Gras parade. And she said during the parades, a person stopped her and goes, we love McPaw's. You found our dog Duchess a great home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking about us. What?
Yeah. So yeah, it's cool. So yeah, it's
and
a
I'm
good
guessing,
shelter.
Yeah. I'm guessing they found out about the home via Facebook.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Because McPaw's has posted our picture.
A lot of stuff on Duchess.
Yeah.
Like right now, her little video from when she was the demo dog, she pulled 50, she weighed in at a whopping 56 pounds.
How much was she pulling?
50.
Was she? Yes. Oh, I thought they gave her like the lightest one.
No, they gave her 50. Old. I was like, oh, what? Shit. You realize she's 14, right, guys?
Yeah, and she weighs 56.
Yeah, so that seems like a bad weight class to be in. You know how some of them seem easier than others? Like
yeah.
The Chihuahua.
Oh, did you see the, so the you pug? Were telling me, yeah, the pug won first place in its weight class. And they were like, eh, we don't know. And you told them to do it, right?
Told them to do what?
Didn't you say like, sometimes the little dogs do really well.
Yeah.
And so they decided to enter their
and then
pug.
They won.
Yeah, they won first place in their weight class. Yeah. Crazy.
That was cool. Yeah.
Sheesh.
That was fun.
Yeah. And so, yeah, we spent half the day there.
Yeah.
Got there around 10, left, what, probably 2?
1:30 or 2, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, so they had 57 dogs go through?
57?
I think so. Okay. Last year,
cool.
I think it was 74. So it was down a bit, but I mean, it was snowing. And so it was cool that people came at all.
Yeah.
And it was wet snow. We were sopping. Or like watery.
Not me, because I had Scotch Guard on my shit.
But it still got wet, right? It just didn't soak through. Is that the thing? Or it doesn't even get wet?
I mean, there's water on it, but it just like beads up. And
so there isn't. It's like the...
It doesn't penetrate
the surface.
It's
like the Rain-X for your clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that their slogan?
Yeah, it makes it waterproof, basically, whatever you spray it on.
I just made the best slogan, Rain-X for your clothes.
Oh, dang. I don't think Scotchgard could use another company's
they should,
brand
they should.
For their slogan.
Rain-X for your clothes.
Rain-X for your clothes. Scotchgard.
I guess it does diminish them.
Yeah.
So anyway, after that, what'd we do? You and I and Mom and Duchess came back to the house.
And Lily.
Oh, yeah. And Lily. Two different cars. Really slushy driving on the way back.
Yeah. There's a lot of snow there.
Yeah. Still coming, folks.
Yeah. You better have... snow tires.
Yeah.
VO there.
Yeah. It's really deep, slushy stuff.
If you don't, you're being irresponsible.
Listen to you. This is from the guy that didn't swear by them until a couple years ago.
You did make me a believer in
snow
tires.
You're welcome.
I was resistant to snow tires. I was like, what's a tire going to do? You know, they're all rubber.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh. And now what?
Yeah. I mean, well, I started off with that first pair that was studless.
Mm-hmm.
And that used to be used on the Volvo, I think.
And I think that's when you realized there was a difference.
Yeah. That was crazy because, I didn't get... That was Snowmageddon year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I believe so. I think that was Snowmageddon.
No, I think it was. Because I remember having... Did you buy the Kia in Snowmageddon?
I got that at the end of 2016.
You had that because I remember I was having a meltdown because my windshield wipers didn't work.
Oh, yeah.
Crying.
You hadn't bought your car yet.
No.
Oh, yeah.
And you had a brand new car.
Oh, yeah. I had a brand new car. She's riding an old one.
And I couldn't get my windshield wipers to work and I didn't know how to install the new ones. And he was in a new car and it was Snowmageddon and I'm in a 93 Volvo. And I'm like, this sucks.
Yeah,
I had a complete meltdown.
Guess who bought a new car?
I know.
Shortly after.
Yeah, shortly after. And thank you for putting my windshield wipers on.
Oh, you're welcome.
And not like laughing at me.
Yeah. You need windshield wipers on your car again.
I know. Yeah.
So front and back.
I don't use the back one, dude.
Well, the back one is braking.
Okay.
You know how it gets those little flappies.
Yeah, I don't. You're the only one that's ever used that. I don't use it. I don't like using that back one.
Really?
I feel like it messes up the window.
I like
I'd rather not see out of the window.
Behind me.
I know. What's the point? What's it going to help?
Well, say.
No, you're... I mean, I'm not talking about like cops coming or fire engines or any of the. Like ambulances. I'm just
what about
like,
being possibly rear-ended? Like if you could see that.
I've been rear-ended so many times.
Like I've done Well, it's okay. Mageddon year. I almost got rear-ended. Uh-huh. Looked in my rearview mirror. I was at a stoplight and saw a car coming, sliding right at me. They couldn't stop. And they were right behind me. And they were going to hit me. And so, looking in my rearview mirror with the clear back window, I was able to see this. And I looked down the intersection. There were no cars. My light was still red. And I just slowly pulled into the intersection. And their car came to a stop where my car was.
Nice.
So,
could I have used both my side mirrors the same way or no?
I mean, you could.
Okay.
But,
and I mean, we might have different washing skills with our cars, but I never let my car get so dirty that I can't see out the back window without washing it.
Well, I mean, it's not that. I mean, seriously, I wash my car more than you.
But they didn't know that.
Now they do. Dang. We both have memberships at, what is it, Mr.
Car Wash
or something? Yeah. Yeah,
he goes way more than I do. Dang.
Yeah. Boom.
I thought I pulled the old...
switcheroo.
Yeah.
Nope. Nope. Dang. Nope. Nope.
All right.
So, that's what we did. Where Monster Dog Pool ended, went back to the house.
Yeah. Yep. Made sandwiches. Oh, we almost got... I really wanted you to go back and get something from a restaurant like we talked about.
Oh, see, I thought you were leaning the other way.
No, I knew you were into. The reason I changed my mind was just like a time thing. And we don't have that much time with my mom. And
yeah.
So I just thought it's way more better long term.
Way more better.
Way more better. That we just stick around here and stay with mom and just have mom time.
Yeah, so that's what we did. We made a turkey and cheese sandwich.
And at the last minute, put on some spinach.
Chips and guacamole.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was probably all Costco that we ate today. All Costco items.
Oh, yeah. The turkey's Costco, the cheese Costco.
The chips, the guacamole.
Is the bread.
I don't know.
Not sure.
It wasn't Dave's. It was softer.
No, it wasn't. But
I was surprised,
it was good bread.
Actually. Yeah.
Good bread. Bread can make or break the sandwich.
Yeah.
It can. Don't give me some shitty, cheap white bread.
You can put awesome items inside of white bread, and it's still just
also,
awesome
Also, don't
items.
Give me that cheap wheat bread either.
No.
Oh, that's
it's just colored.
That's just like,
you
that
can,
stuff
if
that's
you can
like
ball
a
up
dollar.
Your bread, you shouldn't be eating it.
Yeah.
Is that your rant? Is that Chris's rant ramblings?
I really hate cheap white or cheap wheat bread. Just that like enriched wheat flour crap that costs like $1.25. No. Get some
That was
babes.
Brannigan's favorite.
Well, you know, when you have like good bread, it just...
Is this going to be a deep moment by
Chris
Adams?
Well, it
makes
the sandwich more like hearty, like...
I feel like I should play some kind of special music, like romantic music. It makes the sandwich more hearty.
I mean, it makes the sandwich way better. I mean, you feel more satisfied after you eat a sandwich with a good bread as opposed to like that 99-cent white bread.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of good bread, dude, let's talk about those cookies John bought us from Two Sisters.
Oh, Two Sisters,
in Donnelly. Oh, my God.
I had the peanut butter.
I had the one they called, we don't know what they
have
to call it.
Oh, it's the mystery cookie.
Oh, my God. But it had things in it like sweetened condensed milk, some kind of cookie crust, cranberries, walnuts, like a couple kinds of chip, like a chocolate and maybe a butterscotch. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, coconuts. Fantastic.
Did you say cranberries?
Yeah.
Oh, and cranberries.
I think I need to. No, I shouldn't. That'd be bad if I made a pan of those. And we're just going to eat them.
Oh, it would be delicious.
Yeah, I know.
And nutritious.
I think my grandma used to make something like those.
Did she?
I think
so. Yeah, they were good.
How do you look them up? What are they called?
Well, they just call them a mystery cookie. She said it has a name, but she didn't know what it was right off the top of her head.
That doesn't help us at all.
No.
Dang.
Can't just look at mystery cookie.
I think we should, though.
You don't know what you'll get. You'll probably get like porn if you type in mystery cookie.
I'm going to see. It's going to be in my search history. I hope it is porn.
We've done a We Googled What in a while.
No, but you know what I want you to talk about?
What?
Our New Year's Eve kiss.
Oh, yes. You want me to tell that whole story?
Yeah.
Okay. So, New Year's Eve, I was in the hospital because I had a surgery on the 30th.
Yeah.
So, I was there. Well, only two nights, right?
Yeah, that was a crazy. Quickie one.
Yeah, that was fast. So, anyways, I was in the hospital on New Year's Eve. So, Wendy and I weren't together at midnight. Mm-mm. And she made a point of, you know, oh, shit. Oopsies.
Dude. What? Dude, maybe you are now realizing because his foot just hit that wire right there and he messed with his mic stand thing holder. I do that consistently in that position, and I haven't done it once in this position. Maybe it has something to do with that.
I can kind of fix up the cord so it doesn't hang like that.
Yeah,
I got those skills.
Cool. To pay the bills. Awesome. Yeah, so
this New Year's Eve, Wendy, her and I weren't together. I was in the hospital. She was at home. So she made a point
in my own head.
Yeah,
didn't
say anything. She didn't tell me this. I didn't know this when I got home from the hospital. But she made a point to not even kiss the dog, mm-hmm. Duchess.
After midnight.
You know, me to be her first kiss of the new year.
Yeah.
So she made a point not to kiss the dog.
I leaned in a couple times to give Duchess a kiss, and I was on the head, and I was like, nope, I'm saving it for Chris.
Yeah.
but I made a big mistake.
Yeah, I get discharged on New Year's Day, and I come home and immediately, snuggle with the dog and start giving her kisses.
Yeah. And I'm like, wait, stop.
Yeah, I waited.
I didn't tell him, though.
And I wasted my New Year's kiss on the... Well, I didn't waste it.
No.
I kissed the dog was my first kiss of the new year, Duchess.
Pew.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
Kiss your dog on New Year's.
And I totally could have just told you that was the thing. I didn't tell you.
No.
That was fine. Yeah.
Was that the first thing I did when I got home?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He walked into our bedroom. She was right there. You said, hey, Duchess, leaned over and kissed her. And I went,
okay. Wait a minute.
I thought I'd have a couple of minutes to maybe get one in. That was funny. And then what was the other thing? Oh, my client.
Oh, yeah. That. Secret Service.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Tell it.
Okay. So I arrived at one of my clients' house recently. And for those of you that don't know, I clean houses. And I've done it for years and years and have clients that I've had forever. And so I get kind of used to how they behave. And I noticed when I pulled up that the male client hadn't opened the front door like he usually does. And I saw him kind of peek out of the kitchen window. And I was like, I think I'm here on the wrong day, which has happened a couple times over 20 years where I just show up and they're like, oh, we didn't expect you.
Oh, geez.
So I was like, probably we've been really busy. Or my mind's been elsewhere. So anyway, I get to the door and they pull me in kind of, and they're like, we got something to tell you. And so they started telling me, and I won't go into too much detail, but just trouble with their granddaughter who they've been trying to help out. And she kind of charged at the grandma, my client, a couple times. And this last time, they decided that was that. You got to get out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Secret Service came after that?
Dude, yes. You're totally blowing the whole.
No, I'm asking. I can't ask questions about this.
Yeah, but that's the reveal. Oh. Nobody knew that until just now.
Oh, okay. But do you want to talk about why?
I want to tell the story the way the story was meant to be told.
Okay, go for it. I'll be quiet.
Okay. So... The next part is, you think I'm mad at you?
No, okay. No, I'm letting you speak.
But you're looking funny
No, I'm just being quiet.
Okay, but I'm not mad at you.
Okay, good. I'm not mad at you either.
Okay, good.
All right, good.
All right. So They said that the day that the granddaughter charged my client, they kicked her out, and that evening get a knock at the door, and who is it, Chris?
The Secret Service.
Right. There's the reveal.
Oh, well, sheesh. Sorry, I'm not used to being in this seat.
Literally, yeah. And figuratively.
Yeah, we did change seats.
Yeah.
Well, because Wendy wants to learn the production side.
Yeah, I feel also. Like I need to.
Yeah. You know, it's a good thing to know.
Yeah.
It's a kind of a, actually, it'll be easier for me to teach it to you than it was for me to learn it.
Definitely.
Because basically I had to search everything out.
Yeah.
And pretty much have been kind of honing those skills since we started.
Yeah. The thing I'm worried about is I may not learn it as fast as you learned it.
Well, I didn't learn it fast either.
No, but I mean, I'm concerned because like we learn so differently.
We do.
Yeah.
Tell them about that.
Well, like, I've never, ever searched YouTube for how to do something.
Yeah, and that's my go-to. Like, yeah. If I want to learn how to do something, I go to YouTube.
I never even considered doing that.
I learned how to do all this podcasting stuff.
I know,
there.
And that's awesome. I wish I would think of it. I just think about reading things about the thing I'm trying to learn about.
Yeah, that's how we're different. Yeah. Like, in learning things, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and you would rather watch something. I would definitely rather look at charts or graphs or read something.
I'm more of a visual learner than, book learner.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess stuff I read doesn't always stick the first time.
I don't know that it does with me either, but videos definitely do not.
Yeah. See, I can watch a video and go, boom.
I can watch a video and go, oh my God, I have to watch that again. So
well,
weird.
Sometimes you have to rewatch it just to get the detail, you know, and stuff. Yeah. So,
I wish we turned our on the air thing on, our sign.
Yeah, that makes it more official, huh? Yeah. That we're doing a podcast.
It's hard to get back there though because of these lights, dude.
These lights. Oh, yes. Yeah, we have these.
Have you seen the lights? I think we posted them on Instagram and
we're
Facebook.
Be on YouTube soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think both.
Nice.
Coming soon to YouTube. We should probably maybe do like the interview with Nate Ford, maybe the first one.
Oh, dang. Yes, we have
YouTube.
Nate Ford coming up, guys.
Yeah, he'll be here on Thursday. Let's see. This podcast here will come out Monday, whatever date that is. Let's take a look here.
Take a look, see, Chris
take
Adams.
Take a look, looker do. So today's the 26th. Oh, Monday, that's tomorrow. This one will come out on the 27th.
Oh, yeah.
And then Nate Ford will come out on February 3rd. He's going to be here Thursday night in the studio.
He was so good on Kill Tony.
Yeah. And I've been following him on Instagram and stuff. I like his videos. Kind of, he reminds me a little bit of like a leprechaun, how he talks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll have to kind of show you. Yeah, he does talk a little leprechaunish.
Does he look leprechaun-y also?
Like, if you were to shrink him down to, like, a two-foot tall person.
Leprechaun.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Gave him a little pointy hat and some pointy shoes. Yeah. Leprechaun. But, yeah. Seems like a really nice, awesome guy.
Yeah.
Really funny. Has good jokes. Yeah. It's going to be fun to kind of just hang out and chat with him.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah. He's been doing... this weekend was in Elko, I see... From Instagram, doing shows there.
What's his handle? Is that the
Instagram?
Jargon?
I think.
Is it handle?
Handle. I don't know. Isn't that like from CBs?
Oh, yeah, it probably is.
What's your CB handle?
Maybe I was thinking of what's that one? What's that one with Burt Reynolds?
Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your handle? What's your handle?
Let's see on Instagram. What is he known? Oh, Comic Nate Ford.
Cool. Yeah, follow him.
I believe. Let's look here.
Give him a follow. What are we? Toasted Marshmallow Adventures.
One. Yeah, Comic Nate Ford on Instagram. Yeah, go follow him. He's a funny guy. He's got great jokes. Seems like a really kind of upbeat kind of. happy kind of guy.
Yeah.
So cool.
That's a good guy.
That's a good guy.
Do we have anything else to cover, Chris Adams?
Let's see. Oh, remember you were giving me shit about having over 63,000 unread emails.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
the number now is, let's see, 64,786 unread emails.
My God. So yeah. If you are like, if you're out there listening and Chris Adams owes you an email, are you sorry?
Like, no, because those wouldn't be personal ones. Those would be his like junk ones.
What I think you might need to unsubscribe.
I've done a lot of that. Like I'd probably have more.
I don't read a ton either, and I don't have anything near that. How do I see which ones? Like, where are we looking for yours?
Mine just has a little like
under number. What app?
Well, I use Yahoo mainly, except for my Google stuff.
See, my Gmail is 1,700. Yours is only 425.
Well, yeah, because I don't use Gmail that much.
Okay, so do I have another email that I use, or is that I'm just?
Well,
that
that's your
good.
Personal one. Then we have a Toasted Marshmallow Adventures at Gmail, and we have
Get Toasted at Stay Toasted.
No, Get Toasted at Toasted Marshmallow Get Adventures.
Get Toasted at ToastedMarshmallowAdventures.com.
Yes.
It does get confusing.
It does, yeah. We're going to have to probably just go to one email at some point for Toasted Marshmallow Adventures so we don't get confused.
So let's talk a teeny bit more about how we're coming to YouTube soon, and then let's close this out.
Yeah, we have the equipment for YouTube. We're set up. We've got the lighting. We've got the camcorder. It will just be one angle view to start out.
How are we going to do that in terms of having a guest? Like,
well, we're going to
just half of like have it the side of the table.
I think we're going to do it. Do you
kinda
see
like
how
brothers
they have
and
it?
Cursive?
Brothers in cursive. Okay. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll just have that one shot kind of down the middle that'll get all of us. And then eventually move to a multiple camera setup.
Cool.
Once I learn how to switch them live, so I don't have to do that in post-processing.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
That would be a lot of work.
Is that something one person can do while they're podcasting?
Yeah, I think there's something you can buy, like a switcher something. I think. I don't know. I'm going to have to do some research.
He's going to do some YouTubing on that.
Yeah, I'll find out. I'll learn how to do it somehow.
I know you will. Yes. Yeah, so... either way, we're going to, switcher or no switcher, we're going to be on YouTube soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
So we hope you all like, subscribe, follow, whatever you need to do. Ring the bell. We need more subscribers. We need more listeners.
Yes.
We want you to tell your friends. If they listen to podcasts, listen to us. What the heck?
Yeah, why not?
Give us a follow. Listen.
Yeah, follow us on SoundCloud. Subscribe on CastBox. Do these things. We
need more
listeners.
We appreciate
to get
the listeners
sponsors,
we have.
You've got to have subscribers.
Yeah.
We need subscribers so we can, you know, we have fun doing this, but we want to make money doing this also.
Yeah.
You know, eventually,
trying
to our
live
plan,
our dream.
Yeah. Eventually, our plan is to, you know, not work the normal job and kind of just create stuff for the internet, like podcasts, you know, stupid videos, things like that.
Dang, so. You said it.
Yeah. I mean, you can say it or not say it.
You can cut this out and post.
Yeah. Well, you're going to actually be doing this
oh,
one.
Oh, nice. I might.
Yeah. So I'm going to show Wendy how to do this tomorrow. Dang. So she's going to produce this one as well as direct it. Whew. Yeah.
I'm tired just thinking about it.
Yeah. Get ready. Get ready.
Well, thank you, Chris Adams, for being here. And thank you, Toasted Peeps, for listening.
Yes, I'm going to sign out.
I'm signing off.
I'm Chris Adams.
I'm Wendy Mosier. Hashtag get toasted.
Stay toasted.
Boom.